All right, Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, and John Zmirek sends his regards because he's having a staff Christmas party tonight.
They're good having for them, a by late the way. Christmas party.
Yeah, good for them.
You know, he's probably passed out from the eggnog. He just
Do you like eggnog, by the way?
No, hate it.
Oh, I love eggnog.
Do you really?
Good eggnog, yes.
What is eggnog?
I was raw eggs and stuff in it and lots of sugar.
Okay. All right.
Literally, what kind of sugar.
What kind of alcohol do they put in eggnog?
You're asking me?
Yes, I'm asking you. You're an office party kind of guy. I don't know. Have you ever done the lampshade?
No.
Okay, just asking.
Not. No. But I do like really good fresh eggnog. By the way, one of our listeners who has a dairy farm up in Longmont, which we will be talking about here in the not-too-distant future, brought me some really solid eggnog, milk, cream, and so on. And I will tell you what, it is to die for. So we'll be talking about that in the future. Good stuff.
If someone was wearing a lampshade while driving, do you think they'd be pulled over?
Yeah, I would hope so.
Because it'd be a dead giveaway, wouldn't it?
I would hope so.
Okay, so great eggnog. And
good
who
stuff.
Makes it?
I will give that at a later date.
Ah, gotcha.
We're working on all that. I will give that at a later date. Good stuff. I'll just tell you that. We'll talk about it and good stuff.
Can I give one really quick piece
yeah,
of good news?
Go ahead.
The Parrot restaurant up in
yes.
Yeah, they reopened.
Oh, nice.
They are back open on full hours and ready to go, ready to take care of people. So, if you're up that way, what was it? Was that Firestone?
Yes.
Where they were? Yeah. If you're up that way, folks, the Parrot restaurant, if you want to...
Reopened?
Yeah. If you want to go in there and patronize them and get them back on their feet, they're
Perfect.
Ready for you.
Okay. Here's some late questions that came in that I didn't get a chance to ask Dr. V, but we will have her back. In fact, I just got done texting back and forth. We will have her back in the near future. Can you ask Dr. V why cases are on the rise when most people are staying home, social distancing, and wearing masks? I think most are wearing masks and not social distancing. Thanks. You know, I see a hodgepodge when I'm out and about. So I don't know who this texter is, Mrs. or Mrs. or Miss or Mister. I don't know. Regardless, I see a hodgepodge. And, you know, I see some people distancing. I see some people not distancing. I see some people doing a very good job with their masks. I see some people not doing a great job with masks. What I mean by that is not that they're not wearing them. I mean, some people do a good job of wearing a mask and not dinking with it the whole time. I see other people wearing a mask and they're constantly dinking with it, or it hangs around their neck with a little lanyard or other gross things that I continue to see. And I just look at that and think to myself, oh my word, we have lost our ever-loving mind.
Yeah.
Thinking this is somehow saving us.
It's making no impact. If anything, it's making it worse.
It's like me putting faith in RTD to get me from point A to B.
And by the way, one other thing it does. Yeah, right. That's crazy. One other thing it does, it gives people a false set. A sense of confidence.
I agree.
So yes. They're even dumber.
I agree. David and Bertha, you're up, sir.
Hey, guys. Oh, let me take that mask off. I didn't have a mask on. This is so silly. And by the way, if any listeners are out there and they think you're off your nut, they need to man up or woman up and speak it out on the air, because when they call in and chicken out, That's not reality. Or that's shameful.
Yeah, and Andy and I both have responded. And by the way, I got a text message in on the eggnog. It's rum, Andy. It's rum. I got that text message.
Yeah,
so.
Rum and bourbon.
Oh, rum and bourbon. There you go. So David knows as well. Rum and bourbon.
David, do you ever mix eggnog in with your rum?
Oh, in other words, do I like to have a little eggnog in my rum?
Yeah.
Good one.
Not to that degree.
Good
no,
one.
Sir. No.
Okay, so, and David, what I was going to say is, you know, you're right, and I really would appreciate a lot of the folks that text and or email Andy and I both when it comes to their, you know, position on, you know, COVID and masks and all the things that we're doing. I'd love to talk to somebody on air about it, because frankly, David, nobody has really, and I won't be mean and rude to somebody if they come in and have a dissenting view from what we feel. I mean, if somebody wants to prove to me and they can do it through data that, you know, Andy and I are both wrong, I'm more than willing to listen. But the problem, though, with that, David, is I don't feel like, and I'm very strong in this, I don't feel like the numbers support any of that. And I'm still just, no. I'm still baffled by, you know, the authorities, quote unquote, that are, you know, continuing to keep us in shutdown. I mean, I still think this is more about control than it is public health. This is not a public health measure. It's a control measure, period.
It is a control measure. And even in the hospitals, and I'm not going to speak to it more than just what I can indirectly attest to, is that it is people that are on the front lines, if they're doing it, it's to keep them, and Dr. V said it, you know, they don't want to get spittle out on someone else. And personally, they probably don't want to get spit on, but at the end of the day, the masks aren't being used properly. Mine's, I'll call it eye candy. Mine's just eye candy. I put it on so I can do my job.
Right.
I have to go into a building and so forth like that. It's just like, but I'll take it off if I can get away with it. In fact, I went to meet some family, and I walked in, and they had outside seating, and I see no mask. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. I'm not even thinking about it. And they go, where's your mask? I go, it's in the car. So I had a scarf on, so I just wrapped a scarf around my head so I could at least get in and then sit out. I was like, this is preposterous. But, John, when this whole mess started, and CSU and then CU was cutting classes, all this, I coined a phrase, and I put my name on it, but it's been said thousands of different ways. But I said, life is dangerous, but death is not when you know where you're headed. There is nothing safe. I drove 500 miles a day, or not, that's exaggerating. I take that back. Probably 250 to 400 between Denver and Greeley and where I live to take care of business. And you know what? I could have been nailed by a semi, anything. It's more dangerous to be on the road. But if you know what you're doing, you can navigate this life. It is creating fear that is unconscionable to those in power, and I'll get slapped for saying it, there's an ulterior motive. It's to get people to become compliant. I know that's conspiracy, but the longer this goes, the more I'm beginning to believe it. And y'all have to check me on this, but our American Revolution, our defiance of the crown and so forth, honest, it was said to me, and I've got to check it, that churches and bars were existent back at that day. They were limited or controlled. They were control methods that you can't gather. So, you know, at the end of the day, this is an experiment, honest, whether we want to admit it or not. And by the way, eggnog, the place you're referring to, I won't say it, but I have some sitting in my refrigerator from them. And it's awesome stuff.
It is awesome stuff. I'm going to do incredible. My best to get them on air. You are right. It is top notch.
It is. But at the end of the day, no one in the medical, that's what I meant to say, in the medical area, no one is coming up and saying it absolutely works. They don't know. We'd have to have full-face respirators on. I've got one of those. I was warning at the beginning.
No, you're right, David. You'd almost need if you really want to do this the way that you'd want to do it to make sure that you and or the people around you do not get COVID, you'd need almost a full bodysuit respirator with a tank on your back.
And I've had to wear PPE where I had to wear Tyvek. I had to add a full-face respirator, nitrile gloves, the boots, the whole thing to go into a controlled space. I had to have that all on. And that is the only way that you prevented contamination to the space that you were stepping into that was contaminated. That was the guarantee. So there's nothing. I mean, even in China and so forth like that, the only thing it does is keep dust particles out of your nose. I mean, essentially.
Well, and the reason why, you know, I'm glad you just brought that up, David. The biggest reason why, and this is a misconception I think a lot of folks have, the biggest reasons why Asian countries, China specifically, wore masks was not because of viruses and flus and things like that. It's because of air pollution.
Particles.
Coal. Yeah, the particles.
The particulates.
Right.
And when we had the smoke all here, I mean, we had all the ash falling, and you'd see little, by golly, that looks like a pine needle, and it was ash of a pine needle falling from all the fires around here. You know, you're out there breathing in, you're getting some of those particulates, because quite frankly, I was building a wall during all that. My daughter came and said, "Dad, have you looked around you?" I go, "No, I'm paying attention to what I'm doing." She goes, "You're breathing in all that garbage." I went, "Oh," and sure enough, I blew it out my nose when I went in. That sounds gross, but it was the truth. But how am I trying to say this? John, I'm almost 62. And I don't get it. I don't know what else to say beyond that, but you keep on preaching, and you ding-dongs out there, you knuckleheads, and I could call them all sorts of names. If they want to really speak their mind, call in and have an interchange.
Yep.
Have a discussion.
Yeah, I'm open. And I'll do it in a nice way, David. I mean, I'm willing to listen to the other side. If somebody can factually produce some evidence that I am, you know, somehow factually wrong, and they can produce evidence to say so, I am more than willing to listen. I think the biggest reason that doesn't happen, David, is because it flat out doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. And I went to the post office, and unfortunately, I saw a fella come out. He had on nitrile gloves, not vinyl, but I recognize nitrile gloves. He had nitrile gloves on and a face mask. And I went, come on. This is just
the best. We're losing
it.
And
he was older.
We're losing it.
We are.
Yep, we're losing it.
All right, guys.
David, thanks, man. I appreciate it very much. And I just sent a text message out to the individuals that have that great eggnog and all sorts of other great sundry items to see what we can do about getting them more involved with what we're doing, because it is absolutely the best stuff ever, David, just attested to that. It is really good. We'll get them back on.
Are you saying our listeners are a bunch of lushes?
Yeah, they are. Awesome. All right, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Flesh and Beck is up next. If you need some help legally speaking, Kevin is there for you. Is not afraid to go to court, go to trial to defend, you know, actually to get what you've got coming to you, to get your rights honored. It's Flesh and Beck, FLESCH, fleshlawfirm.com, or call them at 303-806-8886.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has one goal: to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills, all because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Gino's Auto Service. It's Gino's with a J. Anything you need for your vehicle, they're there for you. And I say it all the time, probably not enough. 37 years they've been doing this, so they've been around for a long time. They'd love to help you with all your vehicle needs in Littleton. Great guys. I know Steve well. Really just a great friend of mine. I know he'll honor you, take care of you and your vehicle. It's ginosautoservice.com, 303-794-6700.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Gino's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Gino's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Gino's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Gino's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. We are now in level orange.
Yes.
when it comes to COVID. So let's go through a few of these things that level orange means. And we've gone from, do you remember what was our code before? Because they
red.
No, but what was the color coding we had before? Because they changed all this around the last time to make sure we weren't completely shut down.
You know, I forget. Remember, I am colorblind.
Oh, so this doesn't
literally I am
matter to you.
None of this matter. I'm code gray
for Andy. There we go.
Yeah, Charlie code says gray. Everything to me is code gray. Yeah, the first thing in level orange they say is you are strongly advised to stay at home. In
Why?
Other words, it's not red anymore, so go out.
Okay, again, please tell me, why are we strongly advised to stay home?
So we
if
can
I'm
all,
healthy, why do I need to stay home?
So we can all group together and exchange COVID at home. I don't know, John. It's nuts.
Okay, this next one is high-risk populations eligible for worker benefits and mandatory prioritization for remote work.
Okay, that I'm good with that.
Okay.
Yeah, high-risk populations, yeah. I think they should be working from home for now.
Variances, not eligible. So if you're applying for a variance, you're not eligible for that at this point.
That's
that
not
means.
Good. A variance means that a business can apply for a
right.
variance.
Or
for
a county can even apply, right?
Exactly. For various reasons. And that's crazy because there are good reasons to have variances. Go ahead.
Personal gathering size, Andy. We can now go up to 10, but no more than 2 households.
So if I have 8 from 4 households.
You're screwed. You can't do that.
Okay.
You can't do that.
All right. Got it.
So game night isn't happening if you got more than 2 families. I shouldn't say 2
that's
households.
That's a good thing. Because
not,
I
not
hate,
families, households.
I hate game nights. So that's actually a good thing.
Again, this is...
I guess you can't play Twister, huh? Too close?
Too close. Yeah, all right. Too close. Unless you wear a mask, I guess.
What maybe. If you play Twister, but with several separate mats?
Maybe that's okay.
It's not
I don't think
thrilling.
They want you. They just don't want you getting together, period. It's a no-fun league, Andy. They don't want you getting together.
Okay, next one.
Child care is open, but I think it's open no matter what. P through 12 schools, so preschool through K-12. In-person suggested. Counties are encouraged to prioritize in-person learning by suspending extracurricular and recreational activities in order to preserve effective cohorting and minimize disruptions to in-person learning. By the way, folks, again, we're doing that completely the wrong way. Kids, if they get COVID, it's not an issue. It's not a big deal. Let them do what they do. Let them play sports. Let them gather. Let them do recess. Let them be kids.
Have we still not had one single COVID death, 10 and younger, in Colorado?
I don't think we've had many.
In the entire state?
There's very few in the entire nation, Andy. It's minimal.
Yeah, and also, and if you're talking kids, you know, G through 12, you're talking about 19 and under at the most. And those have virtually no risk whatsoever.
Yeah, it's nil. They got a bigger risk of dying on the school bus going to school than of COVID.
Yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. That's the truth. The data says that.
Right. So if they have a bigger risk of dying on the school bus, just open the schools, folks.
Right.
Open the schools, open the schools, open the schools. Okay, what's the next one?
Higher education, in-person, hybrid, or remote as appropriate.
Ludicrous again. You're talking about an age group, your 20s, that has virtually nil for risk. I mean, what are they at? Like 99.99-something recovery rate in that age group. Come on, folks.
Indoor restaurants, 25% capacity or 50 people max.
Horrible.
So if you have
absolutely
a huge restaurant,
horrible.
You can only put 50 people in it. Again, you're
25%?
Screwed. 25%?
Yeah, 25%. So we're down to level orange. And they can only have 25%?
Mm-hmm.
My gosh.
Outdoors at 6 feet between parties.
What do these restaurant people think of liberals right now? I wonder, because they either burn your place down during looting or they shut you down during COVID scares. 25%? You can't stay alive
nope.
on that.
Last call is now 10 p.m. on premises because COVID knows it's 10.
Yes.
Non-critical manufacturing, which I'm not sure what's non-critical manufacturing, 25% capacity or 50 people. What would be non-critical manufacturing? Making donuts? Or is that critical?
No, that's critical.
Oh, that's critical.
Okay, don't you dare say that.
I mean, what is non-critical? Isn't manufacturing? Manufacturing, isn't it all critical? What would you consider to there be are things that non-critical are, manufacturing?
There are items that you can say are not critical to life or whatever, or to functioning, but...
Like Altoids? These are critical for us.
Televisions. Yes, they are. We love these things.
Do you see how obscure this is, though? Because what's critical for one isn't for another.
I don't believe in any of this anyway, John, because I believe all of them create jobs, and
it's
jobs
all critical.
Are critical.
In my world, that's what I'm trying to get
jobs
at. It's all critical,
critical,
isn't it? Thank you. Thank you. Office, 25% capacity. Remote work is strongly encouraged. Whatever.
By the way, one step back for 1 second. All jobs create taxpayers. Democrats love taxes. Therefore, all jobs should be critical.
You would think. Bars are still closed. Gyms and fitness, 25% capacity.
Horrible.
25 people indoors or outdoors in groups of less than 10. Sports, camps, groups, and so on. Virtual or in groups of less than 10.
Horrible.
Critical and non-critical retail, 50% capacity with increased curbside pickup and delivery. Dedicated senior and at-risk hours encouraged.
Okay, I like that second part.
I don't. Tell them to order it online if they don't want to go out. Why does a store have to give somebody else special privileges to shop that I don't get as a shopper? My money spends the same.
Why do you hate old people?
I don't. I'm just saying. My money spends the same. Why do they get special privileges? Order online if you're that ill.
Oh, come on.
I'm being dead serious.
I have no problem with a place opening an hour early or later and saying this is dedicated for the elderly during COVID.
Well, you're a better man than me.
Well, yeah, I know that.
I mean, my feeling is my money spends the same as theirs.
Of course it does, but.
Okay. We'll leave it at that. Personal services. What is that? What's a personal service?
I don't know.
25. Oh, haircuts, Charlie said.
Haircuts.
25% capacity or 25 people. Limited healthcare settings, 25% or 25. They like this number 25, by the way.
Yeah,
25.
And, oh, by the way, John, there have been no studies showing mass COVID outbreaks from hair salons.
No, they have
and
not.
Yet they shut down hair salons.
Indoor unseated events and entertainment, 25% capacity or 50 person, which would be like, what would be unseated events and entertainment? Indoor unseated, where you're standing only. What kind of an event would that be where you're only standing? A crappy one. Charlie said country music concert.
Did you ever do that line? Have you ever done line?
Oh, an auction, Charlie said. That's a good one, Charlie.
Auction. Have you ever done line dancing?
No, I don't dance.
Me either. Okay.
Outdoor unseated events and entertainment, 25% or 75 people. Outdoor seated events and entertainment, 25%. Or 75 people and outdoor guided services, 25% or 10 people.
Okay, we're getting in the weeds.
This
is
so dumb.
The main thing is restaurants can still only fill up to a quarter.
Right.
That's a death knell. And
it's no better.
That makes me sick. Yeah. 10 p.m. for alcohol. Come on, we're nuts.
Well, COVID's very smart, Andy. Come on.
Okay.
All right, affordable interest mortgage. Who really is smart about your mortgage is Kurt Rogers. Call him today. 720-895-0500. Kurt Rogers at Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change. All without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
All right, a good shop let you be in charge of the repair process on your car and your collision, not the insurance company. Do that by going to a good shop. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
After a collision, you want to take your vehicle to a certified shop that specializes in auto body work. Al Sturm and his team at a good shop hear from a lot of people who think you need to go back to the dealership for auto body work. But just like John Rush has been telling you, many dealerships don't even do auto body work. Dealerships focus on sales. So in some cases, they don't even have the certifications and equipment required for quality collision repair. Al used to work for the dealerships before founding a good shop in North Glen in Commerce City. So he knows from experience that many dealerships farm your vehicle out to some other shop where you have no control over the process. You're just a number to them. That's why Al and his team at a good shop are proud to run an independent, certified collision repair center where they specialize in auto body work. Schedule an estimate with a good shop now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Liz Mayer joining us now. Liz, how are you today? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing very well. Talk about what's going on in Georgia for us, if you would.
Well, the results are starting to come in, and I think it's going to take quite some time for us to get a result. I don't think that it's in any way likely we're going to have one tonight. If we do, probably that's not good news. I know they were just mentioning that they're counting military and provisional ballots when we get to Friday. So if it's really close, I think that may be the time when people really want to tune in.
Okay.
But so far, they're getting some votes in from the greater Atlanta area. And at the moment, it looks like, so far I think Republicans are faring reasonably well, and they both seem to be pulling about the same percentage of the vote, which is interesting because there have been a lot of people in Georgia today who've been talking about how David Perdue was probably performing quite a bit better than Kelly Loeffler, and we'll see if that holds out.
What's your prediction as to who wins?
Yeah, it's really hard to say. I mean, in full disclosure to listeners, our firm has been doing some work for one of the super PACs that's been playing in the race. It's one that's more aligned with the governor, Brian Kemp. And it's really been focused on turning out sort of low propensity voters who are guaranteed pretty much to vote Republican if they do turn out, but they're not guaranteed to do so. And kind of the theory of the race there, I think, was it's going to be close. And if we can turn out an additional, sort of 180,000 gold nugget voters, for lack of a better term, that might actually be the winning margin. That might be what sends Loeffler and Perdue back to the Senate. But it's
let's hope that happens, by the way.
Yeah, no, likewise, obviously. But it's difficult to say right now. CNN's got some exit polling up that looks a little different to what I would have expected. But I'm also cognizant that maybe the reason that it does is there are a lot of hardcore Republican voters in the state who don't have a lot of confidence in the media, in polls, or frankly, to some degree, some of them don't have confidence in the process, which I think, unfortunately, the president has sort of contributed to that view. Nonetheless, I think there are a lot of them that will have gone and voted. I just don't know that they will have been willing to talk to exit pollsters. Hmm. So those exit polls may or may not turn out to be.
In other words, they could be skewed, is what you're saying.
They could be skewed. There's also, always the issue that you see with certain demographics. They don't necessarily always want to participate in exit polls. Mm-hmm. I'm sure in Colorado you see that to some degree with Hispanic voters. And that may matter here because if you talk to people in South Georgia, you will find that in South Georgia, you actually do have some minority voters who are a little bit more favorable to Republicans than what you would expect. So basically, this is a long way of saying we don't know much yet. My personal expectation is that this is going to be very tight in both of these races.
It's going
to be very tight.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think that's a fair prediction. I hope you guys and the work you did does, pan out. I think the country needs two Republicans to win just to keep things stalemated. You know my belief on that. I'm one that I don't really want anything happening in Washington. If we can keep a stalemate and not have anything happen on either side of the fence, I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean, look, my view has been, since we knew that Biden was going to be the next president, that there is actually, and this is something that I wrote a New York Times piece about, there is actually a decent prospect of conservatives getting some of what they want if we have divided government, because Biden, for as much as he promised a lot of big spending during the campaign, if you actually look at his record, both when he was in the Senate and as Obama's vice president, he actually has a record of being pretty much a deficit and debt hawk, and not in the way that a lot of Democrats are, where they say, oh, I'm a deficit hawk, but they mean that they want massive tax increases to pay for increased spending. Biden actually has gone fairly hard at excess spending. And so I think there's a reasonable chance if you end up with a Republican Senate and a Biden presidency, actually those of us who have been concerned about, you know, spiraling deficits and spiraling debt over the last few years might be relatively pleased with what we see come out of that result.
Yep. No, well said. You've been in the Twitter world and even made the news here recently on different things. Do you want to talk about any of that?
Well, last week, I think when you were out, we talked a little bit about, you know, some of the pushback that I had received on Twitter for basically being extremely sarcastic and making fun of China and to some degree ABC News for putting up this tweet that carried drone footage of, you know, beautiful China in the snow. It was interesting to me, actually, after the show, I went back and I looked at the mentions, and I think quite a few people who had sort of been having a go at me about that, actually, their tweets seem to magically disappear. So I'm actually sort of wondering, you know, every so often on Twitter, they uncover a trove of, you know, sort of fake accounts,
right,
troll accounts that have been set up by foreign actors. And I'm kind of wondering whether maybe we had a little bit of that going on.
Well, and you know what, I would almost agree with you on that one, because I also, you know, read those tweets myself and read some comments. And you also had a fair amount of people that very much agreed with what you were saying.
Yeah, and they did get a lot of retweets and a lot of favorites. So, yeah, it was interesting. I've had that happen before, you know, a couple of years ago. I think it was when China announced that they were changing their one-child policy to a two-child policy.
And I remember that. I think we had you on at that time. Yes.
Yeah, and you know, made the point that, sure, a lot of people are going to welcome that, but that still means a lot of forced abortions for a lot of Chinese people. And that was an interesting experience, because also then I had a lot of China-based and a lot of sort of China-aligned Twitter accounts coming at me over that. And you could tell, because the way that they were using talking points about it, they were just utterly unwilling to concede that there was an issue with regard to forced abortion and infanticide. They were very focused on talking about how, yeah, you know, I grew up in a family where I was the only kid, and it kind of sucks, and you sometimes get lonely, but, and I sort of, you know, you can spot where they're coming from. So I thought that was interesting. It does suggest to me that at least Twitter may be getting a little better and a little savvier at spotting foreign actors who are trying to in any way engage in what could become a U.S. policy debate, which, you know, obviously rights in China, that is. So possibly that's a good sign heading into 2021.
Did you guys talk about your comments about journalist pay by chance?
No, we did not talk about that. And I will just say,
by the way, I agree with you on that one. I thought that one was spot on.
Well, I will say a couple of things. First of all, when I did send that tweet out, that was coming off of a couple of particularly rough days for me personally, and I don't think it was particularly well worded. I did delete it, and I did apologize for it.
I wouldn't have. You're better than I am, because I think what you said was spot on.
Well, I certainly have had people say that to me. From my perspective, you know, the overwhelming majority of local media in this country, you're dealing with people who are seriously underpaid and seriously overworked. And I think the problem with the tweet, of course, was that in addition to it just looking like, you know, being mean to people who are underpaid and overworked, pretty much everybody that I had not wanted to take offense at the tweet and who it wasn't directed at did take offense at it and was offended by it. And, you know, the like token four people that I had in mind when I did hit tweet, I don't think those people noticed whatsoever. So in any event, I mean, I do feel bad about that, because I don't think that it was particularly well scripted. I don't think actually the way that I typed it out, being somewhat sleep deprived and not in a great state of mind as I was, really reflected my overall thoughts on the subject. And I, you know, I don't like to kick people when they're in a bad place. And I think in the context of the pandemic and a lot of the economic pressures people are feeling, you know, necessarily that's kind of what it constituted. So that's kind of where I've left that. You know, I don't have any interest in doubling down on that. But, you know, certainly it did provoke some debate.
Well, you know what? Nothing wrong with that. But lesson learned, I think all of us could learn in this particular situation is, yeah, never tweet or message or do things publicly when you're in that state of mind. That's probably a lesson we could all learn from, right?
I think that's right. Also, if you're going to, make sure you like quadruple proofread your tweet before you send it.
Or have someone else look over your shoulder at the same time, maybe.
Right, right. And also, in general, I mean, I do think with social media, one of the difficulties is that it's really hard for anybody who does a lot of it to go any longer than about 6 months without issuing something very, very, very stupid that does offend people and does cause people to have to engage in a big apology. So, I think that's something for people to be cognizant of if they're on these platforms as well.
Hey, Liz, being such a public figure and a Twitter warrior like you are, that means you're going to come under fire quite a bit. Does that make you a little slower maybe to go after other people's tweets? Because you know what it's like.
I'm trying to be cognizant, particularly in 2020 and going into 2021. I'm trying to be cognizant that a lot of people are under a range of pressures that they wouldn't be in normal times. And so I do think that that has led to a lot of people, getting on the platforms and saying things that they don't quite mean, or things that they may have meant at the time, but actually weren't taking full account of circumstances and so were off base and inaccurate. So I try to be cognizant of that and be somewhat forgiving. But I will also say, with that in mind, there are some people who I'm not very forgiving towards. Clearly, when we're talking about Chinese government aligned or Chinese
right.
Communist Party
right.
aligned Twitter
Agree.
Trolls. I have
Agree.
No time for those people.
Agree.
I'm not going to be, I'm not going to apologize to them, and I'm not going to be forgiving of them. I will say another is New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. There's very little that I see him do, whether it's on social media or otherwise, that I'm in any way inclined to give a pass to, because
Agree.
I think he's just been such an abjectly terrible mayor. You know, I think I may have mentioned to you guys, but in the run-up to this last election, we actually had a Democrat, from Staten Island, who literally ran a campaign ad where all he said was, Bill de Blasio is the worst mayor in New York City history. That's it. That's the ad. And I think when you've got somebody who is that obviously wrong about things and really that misguided, that you have somebody running in a general election who is going to make a point of dumping on you as a member of his own party, I think that really says something about the mismanagement that's going on.
Agree.
So, there are definitely exceptions I'll make. I also always have a carve out when I'm talking about Premiership football in England. If somebody is a Manchester United fan and they're spouting off, I will totally dump on them, because I think Manchester United fans deserve it pretty much universally. But otherwise, I try and I urge other people to be forgiving of other people's mistakes, because I think particularly in the situation that we're in right now, there are people who are extremely worried about their health situation. There are people who are extremely worried about their economic situation. There are people who are extremely worried about both. There are a lot of parents who are going around extremely stressed because they're having to oversee their kids' education. And frankly, a lot of kids are failing who shouldn't be failing, because we have a bad educational setup at the moment in most places. And I think inevitably you put all of that together, plus people just being more socially distant from each other, feeling more cut off, more isolated. You know, you are seeing the amount of depression and the amount of anxiety in the public at large spiking. So inevitably, that's going to have an effect on what you see on people's social media feeds. It has mine, and I think, frankly, I'm probably more attuned to that than a lot of people are. So if it's been an issue for me, it's definitely going to be an issue for others.
Well said, Liz. Appreciate it very much. We'll see what happens, I guess, not just tonight, but through the week ahead, and we'll recap it Tuesday.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, if you guys want to do an extra update on this as we get more results in, I'm happy to call
in
another
Perfect.
Night, because I think we may not know much tonight, but people should definitely watch. I think there are very interesting races, and they should tell us a lot about the direction of the country and voters' priorities.
Great stuff. Liz, thanks. We may do that very well. I'll reach out.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Liz Mayer will come right back. Don't go anywhere. Novus Auto Glass is up, and they were just down in the parking lot today doing one of the windshields of one of our staff members here at Crawford, so we appreciate them very much. Zach from out here in the Castle Rock area came up and did a windshield right out in the parking lot, so watched him actually do it, and they'll show up and do it mobily, or they can do it in-house as well. Most of all, though, they just want to make sure that you're safe, you can see clearly, and that everything is, hunky-dory on the vehicle. That's what they do. RushToReason.com/Novus. It's N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. As the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus. N-O-V-U-S.
Extreme Auto Repair, where they want to make sure your vehicle is in top working order. And don't forget, they'll sell you Cooper tires at cost. A lot of great deals going on at Extreme Auto Repair. Call them today, 303-841-1071, or again, find them at klzradio.com.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning shop of the year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
Choose an agent that represents you, not the insurance company. Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts, an independent insurance broker, for a complimentary analysis of your current insurance plans. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, home of the Canadian Stormtroopers.
Yes. What'd you think of this?
Okay, well, first of all, explain to listeners what I mean by Canadian Stormtroopers.
Okay, here's an article. It was in Town Hall, and it says, "Oh, Canada, our neighbors to the north have developed a severe case of COVID derangement syndrome, and police are now storming into private residences to disrupt illegal gatherings of more than six people."
Illegal gatherings.
Right. And this thing here, it shows a video of the police in the city of Gatineau, Quebec.
Whatever you say.
Scuffling with residents inside a home after a neighbor reportedly ratted them out. Okay, bottom line. They had over six people in their home. A Karen called.
How dare they?
The cops came and busted them.
Yes.
Not just, you know, stop by, maybe gave a warning.
I get it. One of the guys there was really belligerent, but, you know.
So what?
Yeah, I can kind of get his, you know, I can understand.
Why shouldn't they be belligerent?
You know the most disturbing
thing
about this whole
thing,
though?
There's over six people in their home, and you're thinking that this is what's going to cause COVID to ravage over the land.
You know my biggest complaint with all of this, though, or my biggest issue with all of what you just said?
What?
This went out on Twitter,
yes.
And they actually showed the video on Twitter. And the most disturbing thing of all of what I saw was not the actual video and what happened in Canada, but the responses on Twitter talking about how the police were correct, and these people are completely wrong in what they did.
Canadians don't care about freedom, liberty, or, quite frankly, people.
But there were some Americans, I think, tweeting in, you know, that were responding in that as well that were
just
as
bad.
It's disturbing. Ann, you're up. What's going on today?
Hey, I wanted to mention that a constitutional lawyer by the name of Joanna Martin has a, if you search for her, Joanna Martin, This Is War, you'll get her information on Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. And by oath of office, it is the Vice President's duty as President of the U.S. Senate to stand for that Article 4, Section 4, she states. So, too, Trump should also stand for that law, which basically says that you have to have a lawful, uninterfered with election, and that the state legislature creates those election laws. There's more to it than that. But Joanna is J-O-A-N-N-A, and Martin, This Is War, is really worth listening to, I think. And then Trump made an executive order in 2018 on September 12th, and it's Executive Order 13848. And it basically says, in addition to this, it says no foreign intervention in U.S. elections. So that is another stand that Pence and Trump can take, okay, because we don't want this foreign intervention. So even though we're all looking, you know, to the Senate race in Georgia tonight and tomorrow, we have the duty. I mean, these men have the duty, because even though the duty has been failed by the Supreme Court, the U.S. House, the U.S. Senate possibly, they can stand. That's what she says.
Yeah, so I'm not arguing that. My question's going to be more of, will they? And I have real huge doubts they will.
Yeah, and she basically says, and likely all will fail, but Trump has the duty, not the choice, but the duty to stand on this, okay? So I think we need to especially support Trump on this and let him know we're behind it, because the mass media is all about capitulating to him, and Biden's already said he would put in 1,000 top-level positions of Muslims. Now, that's Sharia law and Sharia finance, and I'm a woman, and I want to protect my mm-hmm. private property and my rights, and Sharia law says I'm a second-class citizen.
Right.
So, you know, so that's a serious issue, and because we have a wonderful fellow by the name of Joshua Merritt, M-E-R-R-I-T-T, has been one of the lead investigators, who actually was visited by the FBI when he was 7, because he was using his aunt's computer, because he knew how to hack. As a 7-year-old, he knew how to hack into government databases. And anyway, so he's a solid American who's served in Iraq, and his story is huge. But I can't find the link of the interview that I heard on Saturday and Sunday night that was repeated on another radio station. But I just mention this because we have so much evidence of foreign intervention plus local intervention mm-hmm. that we have to stand by this Article 4, Section 4. And there are more things that are in her YouTube, because you can get to Joanna Martin, This Is War, easily.
All
okay?
Right. Sounds great. Anne, thank you very much. And we will...
You're welcome.
I guess we'll see tomorrow how things pan out there. My prediction is Pence will just rubber stamp it and move forward. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But we'll find out tomorrow whether I am or not. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back, finish things up. Purify Chevrolet is up next. What I know I'm not wrong about is where to buy a car. And that's something that I am an expert on. I know about buying cars, selling cars, the car world in and of itself. And I also know a great dealership when I see one. That's Purify Chevrolet. It's where I buy cars. It's where you can buy cars as well. New or used, Andy buys them there also. Great, great organization. Highway 52 and Highway 85 in Fort Lupton, 303-659-8311. That's purifychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton, or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I had a great show today, by the way. And if you want to find any of our past shows, even this one, especially the one we did at 4 o'clock with Dr. V. You can listen to that on our podcast. We usually have those up by the following morning. All you do is go to rushtoreason.com, click on the podcast, and it'll be right there. We'll get those loaded up quickly in the morning so those are there. So lots going on, folks. We'll see what our results are like as we come on air tomorrow, Health and Wellness Wednesday, but then we'll talk a little bit about what's going on in Georgia. Is Liz Mayer correct? Will we not know until Friday? I honestly, guys, I don't have a foggiest idea. I have no idea.
Early results look good for Democrats right now, but
you
never
it
know.
That way. Yeah, you have no idea.
You never know if things could churn. So that's what I'm hoping.
And again, back to what, you know, caller Ann, and Ann, I appreciate everything you said. I guess I'm not saying I have lack of faith, but in this case with Pence and everything going on and so on, do I have lack of faith? Yeah. And real quick, one of the reasons why I have lack of faith is a lot of the folks that I've talked to in regards to bookings in the White House and so on are already resigning and taking other positions, which tells me that even they know the end is near. So I don't, that's maybe a little inside baseball knowledge, but I don't see a lot of hope there.
I agree with you.
It's my thought. So we'll find out tomorrow. Have a great evening, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.